Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. One of the problems I have with this topic is that I can't seem to not think about what I'm doing in my business as making money. I understand all the things you say, and I understand what your point is, but it seems like it's very hard for me not to think in terms of making money. Do you have any suggestions? Well, we don't disagree with you. We look at the vibration behind the question you have asked, and we see, yes, you do tend to think of things in terms of making money, and you do think that that's not a good idea. Philosophically, we agree with you. On the level of application where the rubber meets the road, what we would say first and foremost is to be okay with it, is maybe to even embrace it. Now, that's going to sound like exactly the opposite of everything we just said in the opening conversation. Well, we repeat it over and over again. The problem with making money is, and this is the problem with making money, and we said it over and over and over again. But we'll just give you the reminder, we're not instructional here. We're not teaching you anything. We're just offering a conversation and an opening. And so first and foremost, if you feel pressured by the topic, is to sit down and feel the pressure. Let it be okay that you feel pressured. Let it be okay that you think that you should be. Maybe you've been thinking about this for a long time, but let it be okay that you think you should be already over this or past this, because we think there's an element of that in your question. The truth is, you might very well just be suddenly keenly aware of the fact that you really do have an idea about making money, and you are suddenly, as a result of having seen the topic, reacting to the vibration of the recognition of the fact that, yeah, you really do believe it, that making money is the way for things to happen. That's the way you think as you write the question. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the way that you always are and always have been. And any kind of thing where you're saying to yourself, well, I always do this, should be an invitation to stop and remember, no, you don't always do anything. You hardly ever do anything for very long, ever. But you do have an amazing capacity, just like everyone, to put your attention on something and then suddenly see proof of it everywhere, because that's how thoughts work. They're always proving you right. So you've, in the writing of your question, you've proven yourself right, that yes, I just can't seem to give up this topic, this idea of making money. So you might want to sit down and be okay with it and think about how you feel about how other people are the source of your good and you're dependent upon them. And feel your way into that and see where it leads you. Instead of trying to get rid of that, instead of trying to erase it, embrace it and see where it leads you. Because the reason why it's coming up and it's become so aware, and the reason why we are doing this series when we look at you specifically, the reason why we're doing this series, the reason why you've manifested this for yourself, because you have, you've got some ghosts now talking about how there's a problem with making money. The reason you're doing this is because you're ready to change your mind about it. You're ready for something else to be the case. You're ready to put your attention somewhere else. Now, that sounds like we're saying this is a one and done. You're going to figure this out and then you're going to move on. And we don't mean that. But what we do mean is that there's an opportunity here for you to see something that perhaps has always been in your field of vision, but you've not really paid much attention to. And that is that every one of your clients and customers, because we happen to know you don't have a job, you have a business. So every one of your clients and customers, every one of them has arisen because you have imagined them and you have called them forth. And every one of them has come to you in response to your call. Now, we also know that there have been times when you've asked us about how your clients and customers sometimes irritate you. And you've said to us, isn't that a problem? And we said, well, it's a problem if you think it's a problem. There's plenty of perfectly cranky shop owners, for example. We know you don't own a shop. But there's plenty of perfectly cranky shop owners who do a great trade, and people don't necessarily like them, but they like their products or services, and so they go and they get them, and they go about their business, and they don't really care too terribly much about the cranky proprietor in the back or at the counter. They just get their thing and they go. Being a nice person is not necessarily a marker of abundance or prosperity or anything like that. If you enjoy being nice to other people, we recommend you do so. But if you're afraid that your ability to make money is dependent upon other people, and your ability to be nice to them is part of the key to your dependence upon them, and that you always need to be nice, you're going to feel a lot of pressure. And you're going to not come out, and we've said this to you before, you're not going to come off as very nice at all. But we would recommend that you recognize that being nice is not at all anything that you ever need to do. Alignment is where it's at. Not because being nice to someone, and we know this because you've said this to us, being nice to someone is basically your way of manipulating them. If you manipulate them into doing what you want them to do, then you're probably going to have to be nice in order to do that. We don't recommend you ever manipulate your clients or customers. That's why we're not big fans of marketing as a manipulation tool, because you don't need to market to people and tell them why this is important. You can actually just decide that you're going to have the clients that you desire, and they will show up. You may end up doing things that look like marketing, no question. But marketing as the way, and this is part of the problem with making money, marketing as the way to get clients and customers is the long way around as far as we're concerned. It's much easier to sit down and imagine yourself having plenty of customers and clients and beating that drum and just saying, I always have lots and lots of customers and clients. And you yourself could say, I always have lots and lots of customers and clients who come to me, who enjoy working with me, who enjoy buying my goods and services, who enjoy the interaction, and whom I enjoy interacting with, who pay me easily, effortlessly, in advance, faster, quicker, and more delighted than anyone would ever even imagine. In other words, you can have this be whatever you want it to be. You can have it play out however you want it to play out. But we would recommend you beat that drum instead of looking at what you're doing and saying, well, this is me once again trying to make money. That's what those ghosts say. Well, fuck us, so to speak. It doesn't matter what we've said. What matters is what you do with what is arising for you. Because remember, that's all we're doing. We're just here because you called us. So use what we have to say or don't. Ignore it completely or ignore it partially or embrace it totally. It's up to you. But do so because it feels right to you. But beyond and among and around everything that has to do with clients and customers, the number one thing we would recommend is that if you think you're still trying to make money, sit down and feel your way into that and find out where it leads you, because it will lead you somewhere. And that's why this topic has arisen. There's something here that's valuable. And now is the time where you can discover, uncover, and allow its value to be helpful. So, we thank you very much for the question. Very powerful, very delicious, and very wonderful indeed.